This week, September 29th, 2015, on The Digital Story. The top 10 things I like about the iPhone 6S. Zenfolio for working photographers. My iPhone upgrade program experience. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. Boy, there is a hint of autumn in the air, and I love it. We had a great time last night. I'm recording this on Monday, and Sunday evening here on the west coast of California, the supermoon and the eclipse happened, and for us, it couldn't have been better. We had clear skies, and we got to see the eclipse just as the moon was rising. So as it came up, as the sun was setting in the west and the moon was rising in the east, the eclipse was already underway, and we could just hang out outside and enjoy it with binoculars. It looked great with binoculars, and take some pictures, and it was just easy. You know, a lot of times, you know, these things are at oddball hours, or it's really cold, or, you know, weather conditions aren't ideal. You know, all that stuff happens. And for once, everything went our way. I can't tell you how many meteor showers have been socked in by fog here and all the other things I've gone through all the years. So the one day or the one evening that I decide, hey, I'm not going to take pictures. I'm just going to go out and enjoy it. The conditions are ideal. And so then I end up scrambling for my camera anyway to take some shots because it was just too good to pass up. So things to come, yes. I think that was a good omen. I think that that supermoon was a good omen, and it's nice to see things cool off. And if we get a little bit of rain here in the next month or so and get the wet season underway, that would be even better. Now, as for the podcast itself, this is going to be a lot of iPhone today, and I think rightly so, in all honesty. You know, we go back and forth, not only on this show, but just in general online about the value of the camera in our smartphones, and this iPhone 6S that just came out is a terrific device with an excellent camera. I mean, really outstanding. So in the lead story, in the feature story, we'll talk about my 10 favorite things with this new device. I've been testing it. And we have some new folks on board here, Zenfolio. They're terrific. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them in the second story. And then the third story, I'm going to talk about my iPhone upgrade experience. I wrote about this on the Nimble Photographer that I was going to do it, but I'm saving for how it turned out for you. And I went into the store and I got the iPhone there. I had a reservation and I signed up for the program. And then I got the details of, you know, how it all shakes out. I'm going to share those with you right now in case you're thinking about this new program with Apple. So lots of good stuff. I think we should get started, however, with the weekly update. The weekly update. DP Review reports, Photix launches lasso transmitter and receiver for Canon flashes. Photix has launched its lasso, and it's L-A-S-O, lasso, flash trigger system today for the Canon RT wireless radio flash system and the camera maker's non-radio ETTL flashes. The lasso transmitter can be used with up to 15 flashes in 5 groups, and the lasso receiver enables the setup to be used with non-radio ETTL flashes. The receiver is available for $99 US from B&H Photo. This is kind of neat. They have a little bit more here about it. I'll go ahead and just give you a few more details, but the bottom line is here that this is a pretty nice setup. The transmitter is $159. The receivers are $99. Still, you know, not cheap, but in the world of quality radio receivers and transmitters, Very affordable, and these things look excellent. The transmitter can be used to trigger non-radio ETTL flashes with the lasso receiver. Photographers can also use the Canon STE3RT flash transmitter or similar devices instead of the lasso transmitter if desired. So if you already have the Canon transmitter, then you could just buy the receivers and use your existing transmitter, which is kind of cool. The transmitter supports, and this is the lasso transmitter, supports a variety of flash modes, including manual, multi, linked shooting, ETTL2, and ETTL. The receiver, meanwhile, supports studio lights in addition to non-radio flashes for incorporating them into a triggering system. Again, what this means is that you can mix and match all these different types of flashes, pull them into the system. All you need is a receiver for each light, and you're set. In other news, how the iPhone 6S camera compares to all previous iPhones. Petapixel reports, one of the big improvements in the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus are the new camera modules, which now shoot 12 megapixel photos. If you'd like to see how the new camera stacks up to the entire line of predecessors, Camera Plus co-founder Lisa Bethany has published a series of side-by-side comparison images showing the same scenes captured with each camera. Now, the link to this and the link to the DP report are in the show notes. And this is cool. This is really cool. What Lisa did is really neat. So literally, she set up a number of shots and shot them with the original iPhone, the iPhone 3G, 3GS, 4, 4S, 5, 5S, 6, and 6S, and then put them side by side. And it's just amazing to watch the image quality evolve from the original iPhone to the 6S. With the 6S, of course, looking very, very good. And I just thought that this was interesting because you're looking at history here. You're looking at this evolution where in the beginning, we were just thankful to have a camera on our phone, even though it was a 2-megapixel camera. And in all honesty, it wasn't that good, but it was good enough for, you know, attaching to text messages and things like that. To now, as I'm going to talk about in the next story, a camera that just really, you know, stands on its own 2 feet. And yet, it still fits in your pocket. So anyway, that is a fun story. Great job by Lisa Bethany, co-founder of Camera Plus, on doing this. And it's really worth a look. I recommend you go over there and check it out. And that is this week's Weekly Update. Story number one. Top 10 things I like about the iPhone 6S, my review. So I've upgraded from the 5S to the 6S, and I've had a chance now to test it, and you know, I'm going to pay very close attention to the camera and what's going on with the whole photography aspect of the device. However, the 10 things I have in here aren't all specific to photography. Some of them were just so nice, I just wanted to include them in the list. So I thought, well, okay, let me just, you know, roll through this list here and tell you the things that are just really jumping out at me about this device. The first thing is the screen. Now, for me, coming from the 5S, this larger size, I have the 4.7-inch screen that comes with the 6S. And of course, I could have purchased the 5.5-inch screen that comes with the 6S Plus. I went for the 4.7. I'm very happy with it. And with that, we get 3D Touch, which I think is kind of neat. I'm enjoying 3D Touch. We get different resolutions called Display Zoom. And I'm pretty sure that that's an iOS 9 feature and not just an iPhone 6S feature. And of course, the 6S comes loaded with iOS 9. So, but the display zoom is definitely on the device, and the viewing experience is just better than ever. So the 3D touch, it's not that hard to get used to. I've heard some things about it. I think it's really neat. It doesn't work on everything, you know, and so there's a little bit of a learning curve as to, you know, what applications give you some sort of response on 3D touches and which one doesn't. And then for the display zoom, for those of us that don't have 20-year-old eyes anymore, basically what we can do is set the resolution so that things are just a little bit bigger on the screen. Yet they look really good. They're very crisp, very sharp, and all that. And I just like it. I'll tell you, the main reason why I like it is that if I don't have my glasses on at a given moment, I can actually look at the iPhone and read a text message without having to put my glasses on. That's really cool. So there's just a lot of nice display-related things with this iPhone. The screen is just fantastic. There's just no two ways about it. Item number two, the new 12-megapixel EyeSight camera with the A9 processor is absolutely dynamite. The images are great. And I tell you, the camera does so much work for you. Basically, you compose and take the picture, and it really does just about everything else. Now, according to Apple, every pixel in the sensor has been re-engineered to prevent crosstalk between the subpixels, meaning that they could fit a lot more pixels in the sensor for a sharper photo that has less noise and truer color. And that appears to be the case. I mean, you know, so what you heard was, you know, some pretty fancy talk there. But bottom line is the images look great. And I tell you, the first day of shooting with it, I was at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco on a pretty day. And I was just looking at these pictures on my phone going, oh my gosh, this is really nice. So new camera module, fantastic. Item number three, live photos. Now, some people think this is a gimmick. I dig it. You don't use it for everything. Like, you know, I take a lot of pictures for documentation, you know, boxes and things like that. I'm not going to use live photos for that. But for instance, when I was at the Palace of Fine Arts, you know, they have this lovely water feature there, a pond with ducks and geese and all this stuff. And so I shot some landscapes of these beautiful structures with the water in the foreground. And live photos is great on this because when you press on the still photo, you're just taking a regular picture. But when you press on it after you've taken it and you're viewing the image, it comes to life for a few seconds. And in the case of shots with water, it looks really neat. And I show it to people and they go, wow, I really like that. And I really like it. So it's not for everything, but there are certain shots, and it's going to be fun to play with this over time. I think certain people shots, it could be really nice too, where it literally brings the images to life. It's like a Harry Potter thing. And I vote yes on it. I like it. And I'm really glad that it's on this device. Number four. Touch ID finally works. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't tell you. I got so frustrated with Touch ID on the iPhone 5S that I really just stopped using it, to tell you the truth. And the Touch ID on the 6S, it's superb. There's no two ways about it. It just works exactly the way you think it would. You don't even think about logging in anymore to your locked phone because the Touch ID is so seamless. If you turn on the phone with the home button and you just leave your finger there for a half a second, it goes straight to your home screen. You know, it's just seamless. It's just like you're turning it on. It's just like you don't have any passcode on it, yet you do. It's that good. And I'm just really happy that they have finally got this to a point where it should be. Because now it's really useful, and now I really like it. And believe me, that wasn't the case before. The next one, because I don't remember what number I'm on, has something called low power mode. And again, I'm pretty sure this is part of iOS 9 and not just the phone itself. But I like it. And basically, it's an easy way. It's just one switch that cuts down all the background activity, cuts down preloading stuff, cuts down, you know, just all the stuff that really drains your battery and just, you know, gives you the phone itself. So you can still do stuff on the phone, but it's not doing background activity anymore. It saves a lot of battery. And, you know, speaking of battery, I'm still getting my head around the battery performance on this, because as you know, when you first get a phone, the battery gets used up faster because you're doing so much stuff. You know, you're setting it up and you're playing with everything, and it's, you know, it's being used hours and hours a day. So it's hard to judge. But now that I've settled into a bit more of a rhythm, the way that I would put it, my battery in my iPhone 5S was very good. I think that the battery in my 6S doesn't go quite as long. That's my sense of it, even now that I'm in a little bit more of a rhythm. So I would say not quite as good as my 5S. So I'm even more thankful for having this low power mode, because, you know, once I know that I'm just going to have this thing in my pocket and I'm going to be walking around, and I'm probably not going to be using it a whole lot over the next few hours, let's say I'm on a shoot or something, but yet I still want to receive calls, I still want to receive text messages, I still want to get emails, then I can go to low power mode and really extend that battery, and it does a nice job of doing that, so that I have no problem, you know, getting to bedtime where I'm going to plug it in. So it's a nice addition. Like I said, I think it's an iOS 9 feature, and I'm using it on the 6S, and I love it. Next, the selfie flash. So the selfie flash is again, neat. And I'm not a big selfie guy. You know, it's not so much that I hate taking selfies, it's just people don't like looking at them. So, you know, that's, you know how that goes. I'm not a 22-year-old fashion model. But there are times, of course, where I still take selfies, you know, with friends and family to commemorate a moment. The way that this flash works with the selfie cam, first of all, the camera itself is improved. You may have seen the presentation where they're actually using the screen of the iPhone 6S as a flash. And not only is it a flash, it's a True Tone flash. So it's really working with the ambient light in the room. And it does a great job. Not only does it give you that little bit of fill light that you need for selfies, but the color balance is quite good on the photos. And so I like it a lot. I think it's nice. Now, I was holding things, you know, my arm's length is longer than most, but I was holding shots at arm's length, and the flash was still having a good effect, and it wasn't too strong. It just, you know, filled in the eyes a little bit. You know, just added a little twinkle and a little luminance to the face. It's good stuff. So I definitely put it on my list. I like having it for those times that even an old guy like me is going to do a selfie. Next thing, 4K video. Yeah, and it's good 4K video. Now, the thing about it is, because 4K video uses so much memory, they don't have it on by default. So what's going to be on by default is 1080p, which is also very good. In fact, I shot a lot of 1080p and I liked it. So if you want the 4K video, you have to go into your settings and turn it on. And, you know, just be prepared to use up lots of megabytes per second by doing so. But there are those instances where you're going to want it. And chances are you have at least a 64 gigabyte iPhone. And so, you know, you could shoot it and then take it off the camera, take it off the phone, and, you know, free up the space. It's really nice. It's really nice. And it's a good addition to the phone. Here's a bonus. This next thing, you can take 8-megapixel still photos while recording 4K video. And that's really neat. So you're shooting 4K and then you can grab 8-megapixel stills. That is a nice addition to the 4K video. Number 9, because of the processing power of this thing, and it does have serious processing power with that A9 chip, AirPlay is faster and more responsive than ever. AirPlay is really sweet on this device. It's sort of like the Touch ID thing, where AirPlay actually plays the way that you wanted it to before. The photos, they go boom, boom, boom as you're swiping. It's almost like real time. You stream a video from your iPhone to your HD TV, and there's no jittering, there's no stuttering, there's no messing around. It's excellent. So the AirPlay thing now is probably a combination of horsepower on the 6S and iOS 9. It works great. And I love AirPlay. I use it for teaching now. I just turn it on, and when people want to share something, then they can just take over the screen and do it. It's fantastic, and it has never been as good as it is now. And finally, my number 10 thing that I really like about this experience is the iPhone upgrade program. I got an unlocked phone plus AppleCare and reasonable monthly payments, and I'm going to talk more about that in story number 3. So those are the things that I really like about the iPhone 6S. It's an excellent upgrade. Definitely if you're in the 5 series, you'll notice a big difference if you go to it. And I think it's worth the investment. And you'll find out a lot more about how much that investment really is in story number 3. Story number 2. Zenfolio for working photographers. So we have a new sponsor, and they're Zenfolio, zenfolio.com. And so I want to introduce you to them today and then tell you about, you know, one of the cool features. There's a number of them. So they are a portfolio and online client proofing website. This is perfect if you are a wedding photographer, if you shoot high school senior portraits, if you do events, if you do engagement photos, all that kind of stuff where you're shooting stuff, putting together a gallery to show people, and then sharing that, you know, with them. And they have a number of different ways to do that. And then on top of that, this site can also be your portfolio site so that you can get clients. So it helps you, the Zenfolio site helps you keep the clients that you have, make them happy by making it easy for them to see the photos that you shot for them. And it helps you get clients by putting together an outstanding portfolio website that, you know, includes all sorts of goodies like blogs and stuff like that. Really terrific. And I'll tell you right now, before we get into the other stuff, you have, I think it's a 15-day free trial. Set it up. You know, use any of the templates you want. You know, just go crazy. Have fun with it. And then when it gets time to decide if you want to keep it or not, it starts at $60 a year. $60 a year. And that's not like some stripped-down thing. That includes your own domain. That includes connection to all the mobile apps. It's really slick what you get for $60 a year. And then I think it goes up a bit more, not too much. So I'm not talking about something that's super expensive here. So now, okay, so that's the thing itself. You know, so they started out with the online environment where you can create essentially a storefront and client fulfillment with all the features that you would expect, which is you can, you know, lock down photos so they're not downloaded. You can watermark images. You can have expiration dates for galleries. Basically anything that you would want to do your work, you know, they have it. Now, one of the cool features, and this is what I'm going to focus on today, is an iOS and Android app called Photo Moments. This is so appropriate for how things are right now. So essentially what your client can do is just download this app for their iPhone or Android device. And then when you post the pictures onto a gallery for them on your Zenfolio site, you can send them an invite that they receive, and then their gallery opens up in Photo Moments. And so they have access to their stuff, and it's presented really nicely. So they can download the images to their device. They can share these images with other people. They can post them to their Instagram and Facebook accounts. You know, basically all they do is open the app, add their gallery via an invite, and the images become instantly accessible for their viewing on anytime, anywhere, using any, basically any device that they want. And then some of the professional features that come with this, the option for the photographer to disable photo downloads. So if you don't want them to do that, if that's part of the agreement, you can control that. Gallery password protection, gallery expiration dates, watermarking options, lots more. And so that app is in the App Store right now. Now you need the Zenfolio account, so you could set up the free account, put some pictures in it, then download the app and sort of test out to see how the whole system works. The app is called Photo Moments by Zenfolio. So you can learn more about all this by going to zenfolio.com, and you can sign up for your free trial there. And if you like what you see, prices start at $60 a year. And I'll tell you, here's you know, I always like to have a little sum it up phrase for the folks that I work with here. And what I was thinking about Zenfolio after playing around with it, if you want your site to look as good as your photos, visit Zenfolio. Okay, story number three. The iPhone upgrade program. I really want to talk about this. You know, normally what I do is I order the iPhone online and have it shipped to the studio, and you know, it's all activated and ready to go. But this year I made a reservation at my local Apple store to go in and get it because I wanted to talk to them about this iPhone upgrade program. I was very interested in it. So I had a 10:30 reservation, 10:30 in the morning on Friday. And I got there a little bit early, probably about 10:20, and they had a little bit of a line for just for the reservation people. It wasn't too bad. I was probably about number 4 or 5 in that line, and I was early anyway, so I wasn't, you know, really thinking anything about it. I think even before my reservation time, they were ready for me. And so then they assigned an associate to me, and we just went over to one of the iPhone tables and did our thing. You know, we had a nice conversation. They had the my iPhone ready for me. I had reserved it. First thing she did is she went and retrieved it and brought it out so that we had it right there. And then I talked to her about this upgrade program. And, you know, essentially what it is that you're buying an unlocked iPhone that comes with AppleCare. And you have a couple ways to go. You can either, you know, pay off the phone over 2 years and the phone is yours. You walk away with it. Or if you decide when the iPhone 7 comes out, for example, that you want to go to that, you don't have to wait 2 years like I've been doing. I can just turn in my iPhone 6S and get the iPhone 7 and just keep paying. On top of that, you have 2 years of AppleCare. And then on top of that, the phone that you get is unlocked. So I went ahead and had an AT&T card put in it. And when I made the reservation, I said, I'm going to go with the upgrade program, but go ahead and put an AT&T card in it. And because I wanted to be connected to my family plan now, I just wanted the option of having an unlocked phone with while the phone, you know, while I was paying for it, instead of having to wait until it's old and replaced before I can unlock it. I made all those decisions, and the conversation that I had with the Apple associate didn't change my mind on the program. So I went ahead and did it. Now, there were a few lingering questions. For example, what was AT&T going to do since I bought my phone this way? Was I somehow going to get dinged? The associate actually went and checked with her supervisor. She came back. She says, there's nothing that we're aware of that would change your plan. And I'll talk more about that in a second. So here's the way the numbers shook out. And it's pretty interesting, the investment that we're making in these things. It's no wonder that AT&T and Verizon want us to pay for these phones now, because it really adds up when you look at the numbers here. And here's the way my numbers shook out. So for an iPhone 6S, 64 gigabyte space gray model, that's $749. And then what they do is they go ahead and add 2 years of AppleCare. That's $129. And my sales tax was $65.54. So the total, my total investment for this iPhone 6S is $943.54. You know, and we're sort of used to thinking, you know, the phone costs $199 or $299 because then our carrier paid the rest, but we were locked into a two-year plan. That was the old days. But the actual cost for me is $943. This is the price of a computer. It is a computer. So my first installment on this plan, this Apple plan, is $102.12. And so that's the first installment, plus you pay all the tax up front. Then after that, I'm paying $36.58 a month, $36.58, for 24 months. There's 0% interest, so I'm not being charged interest, and the payments are automatically charged to my credit card that's on account with them. So every month, I will get a credit card charge of $36.58, and I don't anticipate any additional charges other than what I've outlined here. So then, after having the phone for almost, 4 or 5 days now, I went to my AT&T account online just to see how things looked. So right away, they had acknowledged that I had the iPhone 6S. I have a family plan, and mine had the 6S. They had the charges for the next bill mapped out, and there was nothing additional. My bill is the same as the previous month. I don't see any changes there. So all the expenses are paid through my Apple program, and there's no additional expenses from what I can tell with AT&T. So I just continue to, I have a data discount. Instead of $40 a month, I pay $15 a month, but that's because of the family plan. That's not because of buying the phone through AT&T. So I don't think I'm going to get dinged through AT&T, and if that changes, I'll definitely let you know. The reason why I bring all of this up, if you're thinking about doing this, you can just really look at it face value. You can look at the numbers that Apple presents you for the device, and then you can look at the offer that your carrier makes to you and just basically, you know, compare them side by side and then decide what you want to do. I'm glad I went this way. I think as I crunch the numbers, I'm probably paying a few more dollars a month to go this route. But, you know, part of that is that I never got the insurance before. And, you know, now I have AppleCare. So that's definitely a difference. It was smooth. It was really smooth. I'll see how I feel over time here. But right now, I think the Apple upgrade program is definitely a contender as you look at all of your options in the carrier market right now. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. Red River Paper, as I mentioned last week, they're going to be at Photo Plus, at PDN Photo Plus, which is October 22nd through the 24th. And they're going to be at booth 1158. You should definitely go by and see them and tell them you're a fan of the podcast and that you're a fan of them. And make them happy, make them happy, because, you know, they're just so good to us, in all honesty. And they can get you into the show for free. So you can get an expo pass. You have to do it ahead of time. And if you do that, you can get it free. And there's a link in the show notes to register for the show for free via Red River Paper. And these are people that really care about printing and photography. And I've been doing a lot of printing lately, a lot of 5x7s for family. And, you know, I've had a lot of family things going on lately, and I've been making prints. And I just made a couple prints, sent them off to the boys who are both at college now to put on their corkboard. But I wanted the brothers to have a shot of each other, you know, so I got a shot of the two of them while they're getting ready to leave for college, and I thought they would appreciate that, you know, the two of them together. And I printed on Red River Paper. Red River Paper, you go to facebook.com/redriverpaper, and they have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. And our good friends at SizzlePix, who have been really, you know, talking about, I don't want to say knockoffs, because, I mean, you know, no one really has a patent on making metal prints, right? Anyone who wants to can make metal prints. But definitely Sizzlepix was one of the pioneers in this area and still making some of the best stuff possible. And, you know, a lot of ways that I used to describe Sizzlepix, I don't anymore, because what's happened is that people that are doing these metal prints for less, at lesser quality, are using a lot of the same terminology. And, you know, you go, I guess that's just the way business is, isn't it? Right? You know, the thing that I've been talking about the last couple weeks with Sizzlepix is that, you know, they want you to see side by side how much better their process is, how much higher quality their materials are. And the best way to do that is to do one of each. Now, another thing that you can do is, like, if you go to Photo Plus or somewhere where other people are showing off metal prints, you know, take a look at them and then, you know, order a Sizzlepix and see what you think. It doesn't even have to be at the same shop. But the bottom line is, right now, with their new 5K ultra high definition process, is that if you order a Sizzlepix and you're not completely satisfied with it and you don't think it's better than anything else that you could get in the world of metal printing, then they will give you a full refund. They are that confident in the process. And, you know, that costs them money to do that, right? They've not only invested in the materials, but the time. You know, they handcraft these things. They get individual attention. And then there's the shipping and all that. And they will refund that. They feel that strongly about their product. So if you want the most that you can get out of an image, and if you really want to blow people away, if you have a great shot and you want to blow people away, consider a Sizzlepix, SIZZLPIX.com. They have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. And I tell you, as far as I'm concerned, they're the best of the best. All right. Well, I think that is going to do it for me this week. I have to tell you, just on closing notes here, I'm really impressed with the photos coming out of the iPhone 6S. You know, it amazes me what folks like Apple and Samsung and Motorola and HTC, what they can do with these small sensor cameras. And, you know, the innovation that they're doing in the processing, you know, the software, you know, obviously the optics, It's really something else, and they're going to continue, all of them, to disrupt the photography world, and they're going to keep all the major camera manufacturers on their toes, because, you know, these things take good pictures, and we have them anyway, and I'm never going to replace my Micro Four Thirds bodies with my iPhone 6S, but I'll tell you, it's very comforting knowing that I have that in my pocket if at a given moment I don't have my other cameras with me. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, I got great stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you today. Have a great week. Bye-bye now.